from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B minus, normal show for us, but for them it was probably a C.
No, you guys were great. Stoddy, I'll let you know, you're P1. Yeah. I'm a roaster. You guys were great. But how's your body clock?
Oh, I'm way off.
It's off.
Way off.
My body, I woke up naturally at about 3:45, went back to sleep at about 4:30, and it comes running in at 4:45. Wake up. You're going to be late. And I'm like, dude, I'm 10-2 this week. Let me sleep. So then I went off at 6:30, stayed in bed till 7. And I just like cruised into the day. It was great.
I love it.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
Because right now I'm very tired, which I normally would be, and very thirsty, which I normally would be.
Yeah.
And I got to gut it out. Yeah. But that's all
right. I went to the gym early. I'm feeling ahead of the game.
What about the cafeteria? Yeah, is it closed for you guys this week?
I'm going to try out.
That's a lie. I call cap on that.
No, seriously. Can I share a story that happened with me over the weekend?
Absolutely.
So you guys are the jurors right here. I think you all know me. I try to tend to be real, but Tyshawn Jackson, Union City's finest, had his third annual domino tournament.
Okay.
Well, it was bring your own bottle. I stop and get a $60 thing of Patron. True story. So I need your honest answer. So he's got drink galore
in the bag. Okay. Let me pause you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
you got the big bottle.
Well, the big bottle's 100 something.
You're thinking of Don Julio. Yeah,
you're thinking of Don Julio.
He's got Patron.
Okay.
Guru's still drinking Patron. The kid's drinking Don Julio.
I like the Don Julio big bottle if I'm going to have tequila.
He's drinking Patron.
Yeah. So, you know me, I got bottles at the house. I couldn't get to the house in Sac, so I said, I'll get it. Scotty knows this. I brought you bottles.
How many people are there?
At least 45.
Well, I saw 49
and these are all old school friends that know me, and we've grown up together. So I was proud that my bottle was getting taken out of the box with all the other alcohol that there, and they were having a tequila tasting. So they had you fill out, you tasted all that. I had Patron. I'm so proud they take the Patron out of the thing. It's half empty.
What do you mean?
The Patron had been hit. So the bottle that I just purchased was half empty, Steiny. Oh, so everybody's watching and I'm proud. I brought that.
Wait, it's half empty.
You bought a brand new one.
No.
Steiny, don't believe me.
I'll call a cap on that one.
See, this hurts. Some of my friends were laughing and I'm getting madder.
So you re-gifted a half-drinking bottle of tequila.
Exactly. Who keeps the, if it were old, Don. Who would keep the box? Chasky? Why would I tell on myself and do my friends like, you don't believe? See, this is why I brought it up.
Was there plastic around the top of it?
The top was still there, so people were like, you can't even finish the rest, but it was half full.
Did you drink it?
No, we poured it out after, because I was, to show them I was for real, I bought this. I wouldn't bring a half. Why would I?
Well, why didn't you take it back?
Well,
and say,
you know what?
I got hosed here.
I was in Castro Valley. I got it in Union City. I won't say where, but I was so mad at my comrade. They were laughing like you guys are laughing, like, you know, you know, insinuate. You probably just brought, who would do that to themselves?
I know some people, and I've been in some old bachelor parties where people pulled some wild shenanigans.
I'm proud.
I had a guy bring spiced rum.
And they go, Guru is half. I said, oh, my God. And it had the tape on it. So something happened.
Huh. Duct tape?
No, you know the little stuff it comes
the
in.
The plastic?
But just tell me you believe me.
I don't believe you at all.
I do.
Because I've been in that situation. No, I've been in that situation.
It's an outlier, but it's...
I don't believe you because I've been in that situation myself and then keep it in the box.
Guru. Who keeps Old Patron and the box?
Guru. I had a buddy that kept vodka in a water bottle in his trunk. So I've seen it all.
Oh, boy.
We're always balling on the budget.
Yeah, but...
$60 is a lot of money for some alcohol. And we're used to... Here at 95.78, we get all these free bottles. We're not used to paying. So I think, Guru, trying to pull a fast one, like, oh, I got this bottle.
But the fast one would be on me getting embarrassed in front of everybody that was looking at it come out. I'm like, take it out.
What does 49er Frankie think?
I called him just a minute ago.
Speaking of which, 49er Frankie's listening.
What's he saying?
And Guru forgets that 49er Frankie and I.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jury's still out on that bottle. Question mark.
See, that's what I'm hanging with the wrong jury. Crew. So, if the jury's still out, Steiny, I'm telling you the
same
truth.
Same jury from OJ's case?
You bought a box.
From my guy who I know at the store.
So what do you think happened?
That they got duped and didn't know it. And then when I got it, I was so far, and I had a couple, you know, we were doing a tequila tasting. So the first thing was not to get in the car and take it back.
Sure.
It was just, I was so embarrassed. And then Silk Basie's girlfriend goes, you better pour it out if it's been messed with. Yeah. I said, you're right. So I poured it out.
But wait, if it hadn't been messed with, like the seal would have been broken had it been messed with.
It was on there, though. Not on there, if you know what I mean.
It had been messed with.
No, it's like Uber Eats. You know, once that stapler package has been, you know, compromised.
Why would I go to that extreme? No. I'm going to see him today, and we'll have a little talk.
The whole thing's
sketchy. He'll probably give you a bottle
there. Why I'm bringing this up is I got no benefit. A few people gave me the benefit of the doubt, but my buddy's snickering and laughing like, why would I do that to myself?
Sounds like 49 Frankie's not giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Whatever.
And that's like your brother.
And you just said straight up, no, I don't believe you.
I don't know if I believe you, Cool.
I feel like it's on the fence, but Steiny, you're my guy.
I would never do that.
That is just ghetto.
So we got a cousin, and I'm going to put his business out there. I got a cousin.
Oh, man.
He shows up to like house parties and he'll bring like a couple of tall cans for himself. And I'm like, that is the most selfish thing that you can do. I don't even drink anymore. I'm like, what?
You think I love it for yourself.
Like if you come into a party and you're having a big party, let's say it's a domino poker, whatever, family party, you bring a couple of things. You bring a case of beer or you bring a big bottle or whatever. And maybe it's the kind that you like and people will be, you know, I guess they're not going to like steal your liquor per se. But yeah, if you bring it, everyone's going to share it, right?
Where you're going, Chef.
This guy brings tall boys and he's like, those are mine. These 24-ounce tall boys are mine. That's the most selfish. Also, cheap.
Yeah,
you could do.
Right. Oh,
am I wrong?
Oh man!
If you're bagging it in your 30s,
is it better to come empty-handed or
almost?
With two?
Yeah, almost.
I think in this situation, it's better to come empty-handed.
I
say, guys,
I kind of agree.
I don't have time to stop by the store. I apologize.
Yeah.
Maybe just throw $50 on somebody's bottle donate to the party.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it. Now, Duke in the City, our man Duke in the City, who freestyles, certainly the mobile text line, wants to know where the store is.
It's in Union City. I'm not going to dime out
the
store.
What is there, about five stores in Union City?
Eight stores.
I'm sorry, Union City.
But what I'm irritated is some of my friends, they were laughing as if I would do that to myself. And if it were an old bottle and I was trying to pull one over, who keeps the box that it goes in? Come on,
did
people.
It feel lighter when you grabbed the box? Did it feel as heavy?
No, it felt like I was proud. Take it out. It was on display. Glimming in, shining.
See, I personally would have been mad.
Oh, my God.
Look, I've turned into a bougie guy. Don't judge me, guys. I'm Gucci Bonte. I would have been like, you brought Patron. Nobody drinks Patron no more.
That's the first out.
That doesn't hurt me.
But I got Patron, B. That's what I did.
I mean, you either got duped or it was a great ploy to make it seem like you got duped. In other words, your head.
How much effort goes into that?
Well, not a lot if you think about it. You're late to the party. You have a half open bottle that you know you have. Wink, wink.
Nah,
put it back in the box. Oh, my. That way you save, what, $60?
Norm and Daisy raised it. There's some better than that. You always bring something.
So let me get this clear.
Did he get snookered?
If you're presenting in court, all right, your story's already all over the place because you said it was untampered, the plastic was on it, and then in the middle of the story, you said that the cap or whatever was compromised.
Well, no, the seal was compromised. It was like it was slinky. You could tell it had been open, but it was on there, wrapped up. So whoever did what they did, put it back on there.
Right.
Huh. And I had some people, they shout out to a lot of them, they were like, "Good, we believe you." And I was like, but my other friends were like, if I really got, dude, that's embarrassing. I was embarrassed, Butch.
So how'd you finish in the domino tournament?
0-2, and dominoes are just, for all the people to think they're dominologists, it's one of the flukiest, luckiest games.
It's all about what you pick.
It is.
You're right.
There's strategy to it, because you can count cards based on...
One-on-one, Butch, there's strategy, but when it's cutthroat, like the guy did advance... Couldn't stop his man, but he still advanced
because
he was
piggybacking. No! There's a whole aura of you're playing four mans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a whole way of playing dominoes.
Yeah. 300. Cool, my boy Kane won. He won the $300.
I like this. That's fun.
Kane. Domino tournament.
G4
truck driver.
Yeah, truck driver.
Oh, nice.
Did you play 150, 200? What was each table?
150.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, had the music going.
How many houses?
No, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
Until you lose.
Or bring the bottle of Patron to be compromised.
I poured it out.
Now, did you go piggyback on somebody else's tequila and start drinking other people's
tequila?
We're
family, yeah, of course. It was a plethora of everything.
Was there food?
Oh, good Lord, everything. Whatever you wanted.
Was it at somebody's house?
Yeah, my boy Tyshawn.
Yeah, the backyard looked good.
No,
they had a pool back there?
Yeah, no pool.
Did I miss this?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, people say I'm doing too much Insta, but yeah, I just try to share where I'm at and have fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I did like the little 49er Frankie in the corner. I didn't see the video. I was like,
how Steiny did he win his golf tournament?
What'd you do this weekend, Steiny?
Oh, boy.
The golf tournament.
Golfed.
They told me not to ask you about the tournament.
Who did? Dibs and those guys?
Oh, no, boy. Not Dibs. No, not Dibs.
Yeah, Dibs was in this tournament.
How'd he do?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That bothers me. How do you not know?
He seemed really happy this morning.
I didn't want to stick around for the standings.
Oh,
when
you pulled a Rory.
Yes.
You got out of there.
That's a three.
There was a reason. I had to get home in a hurry.
No, I get that. I'm one of those. When I have to go, I get in the car and I go.
Unless you're the winner, though, we just stick around.
10-01, we're like, hey, where's Shaska? We're talking about tomorrow's show.
My time is my time.
He's already getting a haircut somewhere.
My time is my time.
I love it.
I mean, I actually said the one guy, we came off the course and there were like 40 guys, you know, eating. I just said, hey, Jay, I'm going to say goodbye to you, but I'm not calling around.
Oh, you're an Irish goodbye.
Great to see you. Great to see you. Great. Congrats. Good play. Hey, that's an extra 22 minutes.
You're right. That happened to me at Fremont Bank last week. I said, I'm going to get out of there about 6:20, get back home. I'm tired. I didn't leave till 7 o'clock.
Boy.
And then I see Guru and Evan in the parking lot. We didn't leave till 7:20.
Oh, boy.
That is bad. That is bad. I guess I'm supposed to read the legal on time. See,
yes,
you guys all know, I never read the legal on time. We wait till like 7 minutes after, because Lubman is always like, got to do the legal, got to do the legal.
You got to film
like
my mic drop.
Yeah, got to film the legal. And I'm like, do you have a buffer? We have a buffer from 55 or 5 minutes before the top of the hour until like 2:10. So you got a buffer to do the legal, but I'll do it right now.
Listen, to you to do the legal.
Listen, 95.7 K. I like it better than yours, Guru. I do like it.
Time for the legal.
KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco. Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget all guests on 95.7 K appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands. And later, let me guess, you guys are talking Copa America Euros 2024. That's what's going
on. That was brutal. People act right, man.
Yeah, that was fair.
I want to ask you guys a better question.
I'm just joking, Chelsea.
All right. If we were to do a draft right now and go around the room, you get four players each to represent your team for a home run derby, all-time players. Steinmetz, you have the number one pick.
Wow.
Matt, who you taking?
I take Reggie Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, and I know he's not.
No, he's just my favorite player.
Yeah, one of my favorites, so I take him. I mean, I guess you should take... I know who next, but...
Now it's Guru's turn.
Willie Stargell.
Willie Stargell.
Alameda, yep.
Bonte?
I guess I'll go Bonds.
Wow, that's a good
I was going to go McCovey, but I go Bonds.
Home run derby. Old school, new school rules? Do we have it determined? No. I'm going to go... You got to go... I mean, Albert Pujols, right? Home run derby? Albert Pujols.
Has really? He won any?
Doesn't matter. Okay, I'm
no,
Pujols.
But that's a good
I'd rather have Griffey. Mad. There's like 15 guys I'd rather have.
I like this. Oh, I got to have Pujols. He still hit the farthest postseason ball. Brad Lidge, that ball still hasn't fallen.
I mean, how could you not want Pete Alonso?
I don't
King
want him.
Griffey.
Man.
What about Willie Mays?
Yeah. Mark McGwire.
Not wrong.
660 homers and missed a couple games.
Give me Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah, I like that.
Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, he was clean.
I love you, Barry.
Well, Mickey Mantle, the video came out last week of Mickey Mantle saying, you know, I look back on my career and I really shaved years off my career for how he partied.
Yeah. Wow.
What about
Griffey's not a bad
YouTube.
One, though.
Great one on YouTube, Uncle Ludie, Josh Hamilton.
Oh, Josh. Sad. Yeah, demons.
Sad. Yeah, yeah really
what
sad.
What about the light-skinned guy? Sosa. But he can hit him in the front. Sosa's a bad
Sammy
dude.
Michael Joseph. Yeah.
So what's your favorite home run derby? Because you're like me. I know, Goo, I feel like a child when I watch the home run derby.
Stan's a good one.
I'm going to say my favorite one, because I don't like, they shortened it this one, which we like. Hello, Earth to everybody, because that'll help us. But you know, one I don't have one that just jumps out at
me. So Bonds versus McGwire for me is one of my favorite ones.
Has it lost its luster, home run derby?
I still love it.
I think that's when Bonds said, I'm going to go add something to my game.
100%.
Which is the one that was in Denver? Was that last year? Or Coors Field?
A couple years ago?
Two years ago.
That was a great
Was that
Vladdy Jr.?
No, it was the
good call.
Alvarez, I think, was in it. Who's the catcher for the Royals? Perez.
Salvador Perez.
He hit a bunch, but I think Alonzo won it. But it, Evan, you were at that one, right? It was in Denver. No, he's not.
That's the one you're picking. Vlad won last year. The Denver one was won by Pete Alonso. Yeah. Dodger Stadium 2022, that was won by Juan Soto. Then last year's Vlad Jr. in Seattle.
And then Griffey was at Wrigley, right? Bonds was at Philly. I'm just off the top of my head.
I'm mad I don't have one. Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
Favorite home run derby? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. I can't recall a lot of home run derbies, to be honest with you.
Well, the one McGwire versus Bonds was the one that just in my head.
And that's
A's
when Barry
Giants.
Said, I'm going to the lab.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Robbie Abreu had a really good one.
Remember
he had
a good.
Where's he at? Was it Yankee swing Stadium? Yeah, he like had one of the worst second halves of the season. Is that Comerica Park, Detroit? Really?
I'm surprised Aaron Judge isn't on the short list of home run hitters.
Is Aaron Judge not being in a home run derby equivalent to LeBron never doing a slam dunk contest?
I would say hell yes.
Wow.
Did he give a reason why?
No, LeBron, what's his reason why?
Because they're struggling. Volpe yesterday. They're struggling big time. And Saturday. 9-4.
Oh, Judge did do it?
Yeah, Judge did it in 20. He won the 2017 one at Marlins Park.
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that.
That's funny.
Who won the one at Oracle? Was it Vlad Senior?
07 was Vlad Senior.
Vlad Senior?
Yeah, in an Angels
Oracle
jersey.
Park?
And then remember, right. Ichiro led the game off with a triple or an inside the park home run.
All right, what about this marketed deal? Where are you guys at with this? Because I know you guys are big hoop heads.
I was, he had made fun of me. Malcolm X, by any means necessary. But if you're telling me Pods, Kuminga, Moody, and then that's too much.
Wait. You just screamed at Bonte last week. To hell with the kids.
Yeah.
And
then I heard
later,
you to shoot me on the air. He said, Guru, if I took all of this, Mashansky, all of his Warrior takes, they're all over.
Well, you guys always react to new information.
But this price.
I know what side he goes through on a daily basis.
No, this price is too much. Moody, Kuminga.
What's too much for you?
Pods, Moody, Kuminga.
What part is?
And the one, the
swaps.
Who's the deal breaker?
Is it Pods to deal breaker?
No.
Is it Kuminga?
No, it's three guys that could possibly star all of it for marketing, who I like. But damn, you're giving away the whole squad and the future. Just me.
You can't give away those three guys and multiple picks. I mean, I'm not sure I would do it either way, but I'm not. I might do future multiple picks, even though I hate that. I probably wouldn't do that either. But it can't be both. They can't take three of your young players and two of your future young players in 3 or 4 years.
No.
It's got to be one
of the
other. Because
Kuminga's almost worth two players if he pops.
But here's the other thing. I wouldn't be necessarily against those getting those three guys out of here. If you could, you better be sold on Markkanen. But you're going to have to pay them all anyway.
He's going
to
make, like, Markkanen, if the numbers are going to go in this direction, he's going to want somewhere between $45 and $60 million a year. Like, look what this new television deal is giving, and that cap's going to go up. That CBA is going to alter because of the money that's coming in. They get 50% of it. They split the pie. The numbers are going to go up dramatically. He's a $50 million a year player.
And you're probably going to give Kuminga, who's not finished product, $200 million at least.
He's 21.
Let's say if they do the deal. this team currently constructed, are they better than if they do the deal and bring in Markkanen? Because right now the tiers of free agency, like you bring in Markkanen, you get rid of all these players. Are you better with Markkanen joining this team?
I don't think so.
And those three guys are no longer with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, Kuminga is going to make, you figure if he gets extended this offseason, he's going to make 30 plus right there.
Easy.
Well, the one thing I saw, and I don't know if Bonte, you can help me with this one, but so Markkanen's making 18.
Mm-hmm.
They can extend him, but they have some constraints, but they could extend him starting at 33, I think.
33,
they give him
like
a $15 million raise. What if they, on August 6th, extend Markkanen and he makes 33, 36, 40? Now, that's not a terrible contract for a guy like that, but I don't know what the Warriors want to do right now.
Will Kuminga be a bargain at $30 million over the next couple of years? See, I'm under the impression at that. With the money flying, guys going to be making $80 million. They're going to be making $80 a year at some point with this new television deal.
Emmanuel Quickly.
Oh, my God.
He's making like $50 million a year.
Barnes.
Emmanuel Quickly could come in here and shake everyone's hand and no one would know who he is.
Or is Kuminga going to see Franz Wagner, who was selected? What a signing. A pick after Kuminga, who some of the Warriors brass really liked? He's getting big time money. What is it, 250?
But Bonte, to answer your question so Joe can make fun of me, I would do it just because I think it would give us a better chance than what just running it back like it looks like they're going to do. And I could be wrong. I want to be wrong. But I like marketing. And you took Wiggins, Draymond, Steph, and TJD. Let's go.
Well, you see Steph today.
Oof. Yeah.
Struggle.
Oof.
Well, what do you do?
He did not. It wasn't his best game.
What do you do?
He looks tired already.
Right. How many turnovers?
They won barely against Australia.
Did they have to bid Steph Curry?
Needs more help on Team USA.
Yeah, exactly. Did they have to bid Steph?
I saw none of it. Yeah. I just saw he went 1 for 6.
One for six
from three.
All right. 1 for 6.
Yeah. Giants letter grade. First half, even though it's not technically the first half, they played like 100
I've been waiting
games.
On this. I'm going D plus.
I respect that.
Why? Why D plus?
Because you got over a $200 million payroll. The bottom line was just Operation Playoffs to me. And the offense, when everybody's healthy, there's too many times bases are loaded, less to one out or less. They don't just, it's not a turnstile like I like. I'm holding the injuries against him. I'm not going to say, the injuries are. It is what it is. You're 3 games under. You play good at home. But other than that, to be 3 under with what you went and bought in the offseason, I'm sorry. I don't like it.
I give him a C. They've just been so, C minus, actually, because they've been just a little less than ordinary. I mean, they've really, to me, they failed, at least up to this point. They're not only not good, they're not compelling. Okay, this is going to be just like the Warriors. Steiny, but they're only 3 out. And I'm going to say, but goo, they're in 11th place in the National League. Yeah, and that's
the Marlins and Rockies.
That's the way we're going
to
do it.
You don't want them to make it if I'm correct.
No. I just look at it this way. And like, everyone's going to talk about playoffs. And like, that is not the litmus for success for this team, given where they're at right now. Now, is that a step in the right direction? Of course. But like, to me, it's more important. Wow, Ramos is an everyday player. Bailey's an everyday player. That's 2 out of my 8 everyday players.
I disagree with this because we've been saying the same thing the last 2 years. 2022, wait till the guys come up in 2024. 2023, wait till Luciano and Hunter Bishop and all these guys. Kyle Harrison, wait till they come up in 2024. How many years are we going to go by saying, well, look at the future here. And if you're Farhan in that seat, I don't care if he did sign an extension or not. You got to think that seat is very, very hot. With the way they've spoken to the media, the way the announcers have talked, the owners talked, Farhan's talked, they've got to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but what he said Thursday, Farhan basically blaming it on the players. I'm like, that's a guy, and I said it, that's a guy that feels like he has job security. Oh, you know, it's on the players got to do their part.
I think they'll clip
him. Farhan,
if they don't make the playoffs, I think he's gone. I think I don't care about the extension or not.
I don't feel that.
I think he's gone.
I think he deserves to
They've
be.
They've lost
they
it. Steiny, you talk about this all the time. They've lost the sizzle.
Yeah.
This talent used to be popping. Now, I'm watching Friday night. I'm saying, well, I'll watch the receiver, Doc. Wow. I'll watch something else. I'll play video games.
The Camilo Duvall blown save the other day would have been, 2 days worth of shows? Am I wrong? No, right. It was 10 years ago.
There.
What?
I feel like something Camilo in the clubhouse is following him out there. Like, there's a disconnect with the camaraderie around him fitting in with the team. You can be like, ooh, it's just I just feel like something's up. And that day I said Matt Williams looked at him when he blew the Yankee game that Sunday.
Oh, Matt Chapman,
there's something, and I think he's taking it out there. No excuses, but something's eating at me. Like
he doesn't throw strikes.
I mean, he's like, but he used to. When he's on, he's phenomenal.
He has been not that good for 2 years.
There's such a bore. 2024, like here's.
Well, let's just be real. That. I like, know. So, we talk about.
But think about this, Shasky.
And that's what
you say. Yeah, we got pillars in Ramos and Bailey.
Got two guys.
Do you want to go through another September of meaningless baseball?
No, they need. They can't afford that. That I like.
They can't afford to go through
and
September.
The Luciano debacle. That's what it was.
The bat is killing it at AAA. These gloves.
What's going to get him back? Like
I don't know. Left field, right field. He's in a position. They don't have a shortstop. How can I take a team as a playoff serious team with no shortstop?
That is wild.
I think we're supposed to say bye-bye now.
Okay, right? There it is.
12-12? Bye-bye.
Whenever
you want. 2-6, you guys want to let us borrow 10-2 for about a month?
You're guilty of puffing off the top of that bottle.
Come on, Stiney.
Stop, that hurts.
You love 2-6. Stiney could play golf in the morning, come in the afternoon, cafeteria 6 o'clock at night, stay away from home, don't have to go home till about 8 o'clock, go to bed. You're all good. Let's borrow 10-2. For a couple months.
I'll think about it on 95.7, the game.
There you go.
That's our signal.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
All righty. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Tell Shasky he left his phone.
All right. Shasky left his phone. We're all discombobulated today.
It was organized chaos.
It's the jacked up week, and we're doing 2-6. If you don't know who we are, why not? You know who we are.
Yep.
Steiny Guru. We usually do 10 to 12, 10 to 2. I don't like this.
I could tell, you know.
I need more time.
Yeah.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going well, but this is why I love you, is you believe me on the Patron bottle. That's why you are my guy. You gave me the benefit of the doubt, and you don't even know it.
Well, it was, I mean,
looked at you. I could tell. I know what you're thinking.
There's no way you take a half-empty bottle.
To get out it.
Even if we want to make jokes about it. There's no way.
That's my guy, love
me. There's no way you do that. See, I'm all...
So I let Shasky get out of here real quick without his letter grade.
It's probably... C. What's he going to give him, a B?
Nah, it'd probably be, I think, about a D.
There's nobody that's going to give him any higher than a C. I'm with you. Plus, I got to believe.
And the whole Luciano debacle, Stoney, that's big.
Yeah. So, you were in a Domino's tournament over the over the weekend.
Went 0-2.
Yeah.
Kind of like Evan at the, be quiet. The pickleball tournament. He was in it Friday.
Well, it sounds like all three of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.